Find yourself in a comfortable seated position with your feet on the floor and your spine comfortably erect. We're going to start by rubbing our hands together in front of our hearts, breathing in and out, and let's create some heat in those hands, some spiritual energy. And when those palms are nice and warm, let's put your right hand over your heart and your left hand over your right hand in a universal mudra for self-love and self-affinity. Silently affirm to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I will express my unique self. And really breathe that in and allow yourself permission to fall in love with yourself again. Trust yourself. You're capable of loving and being loved. And really, we're just finding yourself able to draw to you people who really enjoy you expressing your unique self and you feeling very comfortable being unique and extraordinary. And just notice how the body relaxes. And then allow your hands to fall open in a cup in front of your heart chakra, miracle mudra, or cup of love. And let's just allow the goodness of the universe and all the love to start showering down into your palms. And it's just running down into your wrists and arms and your creative channels in your arms, and just flowing right up into your shoulders and right down into your body. All that love from the universe is just flowing throughout your body, a beautiful golden pink energy just flowing through all the veins, all the meridians, just flowing through your body, golden pink energy. And breathing in and out, let's tip that cup of love into your chest. And then allow your hands to return, right hand over heart and left hand over right. And just one more loving embrace. Oh, this feels good. Just notice your nervous system is starting to relax. It's starting to really get ready to go deeply into the meditation. Let's let your hands fall to your lap, first finger and thumb touching in Dhyan Mudra, the mudra of infinity. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And begin to release all the excess energy in the body. Maybe you want to set a little whirlwind down there. We're going to be clearing out failed interactions and relationships, so there might be some congested energy in your body that you want to start letting go now. So you could do a little tornado, a little whirlwind. Let that energy just go all the way. It's moving all the way to the center of the earth. And then from male bodies, ground your male body, your testes, to the center of the earth with a line of energy, a grounding cord that's as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center. And just set your male body on release. And release any competition or aggression. And female bodies, same thing. Just a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of your ovaries down to the perineum, and then down to the center of the earth. And setting the ovaries on release. And for you girls, we're releasing all your healing projects. That's where we heal from. We heal from our ovaries. So set the right ovary on release and just see all those people you're healing just whoosh down that grounding cord. And let's do the same thing with the left ovary. Just push a little button of release and whoosh. All those people that you're healing from the left side, let's let that go. And then let's go up to the adrenal glands. They are little acorn-like glands that sit on top of the kidneys, 2 inches off the spine and an inch up from the waistline. Draw a line of energy as wide as your wrist hollow in the center, from each of the adrenal glands, down to the perineum and down to the center of the earth. So you've got, again, looks like a Y of light. Set the adrenals on release. And let's just let all that fight or flight energy, the stress out energy, anxiety, worry, concern, nervous energy, let's let it all go. And let's go ahead and plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenal glands and let's release the nervous system. So in this case, you can imagine yourself as like that invisible man in science class where you could see the lacy network of nerves. And let's let that all light up. And then let's let that drain off through the adrenal glands. And the image I like to use is like you have a bucket of full of water, maybe some mucky water. And there's a cork at the bottom of the bucket, an old-fashioned bucket. And you pull the cork out and all that mucky water drains out. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to just plug in the sciatic nerve into the adrenals and imagine the whole nervous system is draining out all that mucky water. So all that stress energy in the nervous system is now clearing out. And as that stress energy clears out, what's going to happen is the nervous system is going to light up as electric blue. When it's really clear, it goes to electric blue. Beautiful. And you can see as we're doing this that you're shifting from the sympathetic nervous system, which is awake, alert, and at the ready to respond, at the ready to run. And you're now calming down, if you haven't already. You're coming into that parasympathetic system, which allows you to really create miracles. It's your space of healing your physical body, but it's also your space of healing your emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies. Going up to the center of the head, to your throne room, that golden temple of silence. You can just imagine the inside of your skull is a golden temple. Maybe you can even see that the walls are made of gold. And there's a beautiful throne there. Why don't you go ahead and sit on that, your golden throne? Maybe it has a purple velvet cushion that you're sitting on. Feels pretty good in here. For some of you who haven't been up here for a while, you might want to clean it out. There might be a whole bunch of extra boxes and cobwebs and spider webs. Let's just do a good kind of clean out. We're going to open a trap door out the back of the head, and let's just clean out all the spider webs, cobwebs, looping thoughts, squatters. If you've had a bunch of negative thoughts about I can't do this or I'll never get over so-and-so, just throw all those looping thoughts out along with all the funky fuzzballs and extra papers, maybe even divorce papers you want to throw out. Of course you can clear that out. This is your sacred space. Don't need all kinds of trash in that sacred space. This is your control center. You don't need anybody else in here. Breathe deeply. It's time to really let yourself have this clearing. Go ahead and wash off the view screen in front of you. So right in front of your third eye is a view screen. You might look at it like one of those wonderful view screens that people use in their TVs now, or it might be a movie screen, or you might be actually in a theater where the ballet is performed, but this ballet is your life. And so however that is, let's go ahead and clear that off or open the curtains, turn on the lights. Beautiful. And we're just going to leave that clear and open. We're going to pop out the top of the head now. And let's go ahead and pull the aura into 18 inches around the body. Let's clean up the edge of the aura. if you have any dings, dents, or holes in the aura. Let's just smooth them out and fill them in. So you might want to take some magic aura spray paint and spray in the holes, if there's holes. If you've had some interactions that have been more like a fight, you want to smooth out dents. For sure, you've got some dents in your aura. But just take inventory with your spiritual hands. Some people don't have very much of an aura in the back, so I want you to pay attention to filling out the back very well. Great, and let's go ahead and put a cobalt blue flame, a corona, on the outside edge of the aura. And let's burn off all the programs that would influence you to not let go and heal from brokenhearted relationship kind of experiences. Just imagine that your outside edge of your aura is like the sun. And I'll just let that flame up. Maybe it's flaming 3 inches or maybe it's flaming 3 feet. The blue should look like a gas flame, like the blue in a gas fire. Let's just flame that up and let that really burn off all the programming from people, from your family, from your heritage, from TV, from articles you've read, everything that won't quite let you heal. Let's just burn that all off so you're going to authentically be able to heal yourself today. And then on the inside, while that flame is burning, leave that flame burning. Let's put a golden vacuum cleaner, a little golden Roomba, which is kind of a little robot vacuum cleaner. And we'll put it at the top of the head, and we'll just let it spiral around. And let's just let it clean up the entire inside of the aura. So it's going around your head, your neck, your shoulders, your mid-body, your hips, thighs, knees, calves, feet, and under the feet. So it's just vacuuming up the dust bunnies and fuzz balls that you've collected through walking through your day, maybe walking through other people's auras and picking up their stuff. And then let that golden Roomba go down the big grounding cord, the one that we started with at the base of your spine. Let's let that grounding cord go, the big one. Let's just take it off. There's some of you that have people hanging on you, on your grounding cord. So throw that one out. Let them have that grounding cord. Let's put a new grounding cord in. Ground that to the center of the earth. Let's make this one really different. 2 feet wide, hollow in the center. Let's make it slippery, like there's a waterfall all the way around the outside edge. Maybe a waterfall of almond oil or something, something that people can't hold on to. Maybe you want to put some psychedelic flowers on it, or make it like a neon light. Something that's really extraordinary, really unique and different that you're inventing brand new today. And then set that grounding cord on release with nobody hanging on. And you might want to put that little whirlwind back in there and just let that go. Notice how you're really starting to relax. It's really beautiful. Opening your feet chakras, the bottom of your feet have chakras, opening them up to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And then bringing energy back into the back of your head. And here we're taking the energy from that beautiful place in the universe that really is perfectly aligned with you. Sometimes I go to Orion's belt. As a child, I always looked for Orion in the sky, the guardian, protector, archer. And there was some stars that formed his dagger. And there were some stars that formed his belt. And kind of right where the dagger meets the belt, that star was always a star that when I originally started doing these processes I took my energy from. And for years and years, that was kind of my touchstone, my point where I knew that I was protected, that there was a guardian warrior in the sky, always looking out for me, always there every single night. And I bring that line of energy from wherever that is into the back of my head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, down into my neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands and out the fingertips. And then down through the back channels, down into my hips. And then let's loop that energy up through the belly. And then under the rib cage, through all those organs, through your intestines and your liver, your stomach, your spleen, your heart, your thymus, everything. Lungs there, bronchial passages. Let's just bring that energy all the way up through all your workings in there. Oh yeah, don't forget pancreas, appendix, gallbladder, all of that. It's all getting cleansed with a spiritual internal shower. Then up through the neck, through the head, out the top of the head, fountaining out like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. We're ready to begin, so popping back into the center of the head. And let's just imagine yourself standing there, and perhaps a former love standing in front of you. And let's just see that former love maybe 6 feet in front of you. And let's put a rose out in front of them and a rose out in front of you. And we're going to do an energy exchange. So let's have these roses have a magnetizing energy. And the rose in front of you is magnetizing all of your energy out of that person. So you're just seeing a flood of energy coming out of that person. And the rose in front of that other person is magnetizing all of their energy out of your body. Sometimes it takes a few minutes or a few tries to get all the energy out. All right. Go ahead and give them back their rose. So that rose was in front of them. Just reach out and hand it to them and see them reach out and take it and say, "Thank you so much for sharing your energy with me. I'm giving it back to you now." And really see them take that energy back. And then reach out and take your rose and pop that rose into your heart or into the top of your head and take all of your energy back. Very good. And you can see that partner just walking off, fully restored with their energy. And there you are standing there on your view screen. And let's go ahead and just double check on a couple possible places where you could clear some energy. Let's look in your physical heart and in your physical pancreas. So, of course, everybody knows where their heart is, and the pancreas is, looks a little bit like a hot dog, and it goes kind of right about belly button line across. So let's just imagine both the heart and the pancreas, and those are both glands that definitely have a lot to do with love. So let's go ahead and look for any black dots, any really like death energy or disappointment or hurt that was so bad that it now is affecting your physical body. So we're looking for black spots or dots in the heart and the pancreas. And then go ahead and have your golden Roomba. Let's manifest another little golden vacuum cleaner. And let's have that vacuum cleaner vacuum out all the black dots in the heart and the pancreas. then one other place I'm thinking about that would be wonderful to check on is your lungs. And your lungs really represent your ability to take up space. So you feeling like you have a right to be loved, to be cherished, that you have a right to exist. And sometimes when we have failed love early on, perhaps with parents, we lose our sense of having a right to exist, and so we're always short of breath, or we develop asthma or some other lung issue. So let's go ahead and have the lungs light up black dots where there might be any failed or death energy in relationship to love. And once those black dots have appeared, go ahead and take that little golden Roomba and set it to work cleaning up the little black dots in the lungs. That's great. Now let's bring a golden sun into the top of your head. Make this golden sun about 10 feet big. Really beautiful, glowing, fiery, warm. And let's bring that golden sun into the top of the head. And then let's bring that down into the body. And let's really let all the spaces and places that have been cleared out by this love healing, let's fill that in. And gold is the energy of God. And let's do that with a pink sun right beyond that. So once you've got that golden sun, that big 10-foot powerhouse come in and fill your body, let's bring a pink sun into the top of your head. And this pink sun, the sun of the sun that represents love, and let's bring that in. And this pink is like mother love, so we'll fill you up with mother love. And just let it permeate every cell of your body. And then finally, let's bring a green sun, a fiery green sun, to the top of your head. And this green represents father love or divine male love. And let's bring this 10-foot green sun into the top of your head and fill every cell of your body. So now you've got the healing, the golden healing from the Supreme Being. You've got divine female love filling you up and divine male love filling you up. Should feel pretty good in your skin right now. And then let's go ahead and bring one more golden sun to the top of your head, and we're going to bring you there sitting as a handsome yogi or a beautiful yogini, cross-legged at the top of your head in this golden sun. And let's pop you back into your body. And we're really bringing you into present time. So the spirit, which gets so excited and gets out in front of us, let's bring that back into present time in this moment. And the body that was living in the history of that relationship, let's bring that back up into the present moment. So we've got the spirit coming back and the physical body coming forward, and it's clicking in, click, like a seatbelt, present time healing. Getting your spirit entirely and completely filling out your fingers and toes, your arms and legs, fully expanding into your legs, fully expanding into your arms, into your belly, into your lungs, into your neck and head. Breathing in and out. Let's go ahead and rub our hands together, creating lots of heat in those palms again. Breathing in and out through the nose. Right hand over the heart, left hand over the right hand in a spiritual mudra for self-love and self-affinity. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Affirm to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I will accept my unique self. Feels so good. And when you're ready, you can let your hands fall to your lap. Breathing in and out, let's do a nice pat. Maybe go down to your shins, pat your shins, your thighs, your belly, your chest, your arms, your shoulders, your hands, your face. Pat your face. Oh, what a wonderful face. Pat the top of your head, the back of your head, your neck. Coming back into the room, full of energy, may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, love, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.